Thank you very much. It's nice to be always back here. And I feel like always coming home. Even though we live so far away, when I see Pastor Mai, I feel she is my pastor too. She is my dear sister and our brother, Shetil. And I thank God for them. And thank God for all of you. It's been a long time that I have not seen you. Like in English, they say, long time no seeing. And a lot of greetings from Sweden, from Pakistan, from Afghanistan. And we thank God for you always, for your support, your love, and your care and your concern. God is faithful. We are together in the kingdom of God. We help one another, we stand with one another. Our God is the God of nations. Is that right? So, He is the Lord of nations, tribes and tongues. So it's wonderful to see what happening right now all around the world.
I,
not long ago I was in Jerusalem. And we had 150 nations there.
Vi hadde 150 nasjoner der.
Leader from around the world.
Ledere fra hele verden.
And it's wonderful to see God's word being fulfilled.
Det stort å se hvordan Guds ord blir fullført.
Because the word of God says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit over all flesh.
For det står skrevet at i de siste dager skal jeg øse min ånd utover alt kjød.
Is that right?
Ikke sant?
And God is pouring out his spirit.
Og Gud utøser sin ånd.
And we had a report coming from Indonesia, that is the, you know, the biggest Muslim nation in the world.
Vi fikk en rapport fra Indonesia, den største muslimske nasjonen i verden.
And I know Pastor Nico, he has a church in Jakarta, it's the capital city.
Og Pastor Nico, han har en menighet i Jakarta, som hovedstaden.
And when 15 years ago he began to come to Jerusalem,
for 15 år siden så begynte han å dra til Jerusalem.
God just changed the whole ministry.
Og Gud forandret hele hans tjeneste.
He began to learn how to worship and pray.
Han begynte å lære å tilbe og be.
And they started after Jerusalem, after our conference, they started 24-hour prayer.
Og etter den konferansen i Jerusalem så startet de en 24-timers bønnetjeneste.
Now they have just in their church 52,000 intercessors.
Nå har de 52,000 forbedere kun i den kirken.
Maybe there's a whole people of Seljord.
Det vil kanskje si hele Seljord og kanskje enda mer.
And 400,000 member his church now.
Nå er det 400,000 medlemmer.
He's coming every year to Jerusalem.
Han kommer hvert år til Jerusalem.
So it's amazing. They said Indonesia is not a official number, unofficial, because government don't like to recognize that.
Dette er ikke offisielle tal, for myndighetene vil ikke innestå med dette.
So it's 35% is Christian now.
So 35% er kristne nå.
It's just amazing to see what God is doing.
Det er utrolig å se hva Gud gjør.
And I believe sooner or later,
og jeg tror før eller siden,
we're going to see the walls of Islam coming down.
Så skal vi se islams murer falle.
We are also working hard.
Vi jobber hardt.
To see that day that the spirit of Islam will come down.
For å se at dette skal skje.
Because that's the antichrist spirit.
For det er antikrists ånd.
And it's just amazing what happening in Pakistan.
Det er fantastisk å se hva som skjer i Pakistan.
And you know, you have helped the children home there, and all the ministry have grown before you.
Og alt dette arbeid som har vokst opp, som dere har vært med å støtte med foreldreløse hjemme.
Because we've been connected with this church for so many years.
For det har vært kontakt her i så mange år.
And you have also blessed us.
Og dere har velsignet oss.
And you're going to continue to bless. Amen, I believe that.
Og dere vil fortsette å støtte oss, ikke
and
sant?
I thank God for all that you are doing.
Og jeg takker Gud for alt dere gjør.
And I just want to show you some of the picture, what happening there and what has happened.
Jeg skal bare vise dere noen.
This last year, our brother is ready.
Ja, nå skal vi vise noen bilder av hva som har skjedd de siste årene.
This is the picture that is the border city where we had this church. With the border with Afghanistan, city called Peshawar.
Dette I en by som kalles Peshawar. Det grenseområdet med Pakistan.
And that's where the two suicide bomber came. Young people, one girl and one boy, and it was like a 600 to 700 people in the church. Very ancient church.
Og det en gammel kirke, og der var to unge gutter som kom med sånne selvmordsbomber.
And they blow themselves.
Og de blåste seg selv opp I luften.
There was a church couple who got married and they were giving party to the, you know, when we have wedding, we have it can be from 500 to 1,000 people in the weddings in our culture.
Da var det et bryllup I kirken. Det var kanskje 1,000, ja. I vår kultur så kan det være 500 til 1,000 mennesker.
You know, when my daughter Ruth, she was born first birthday, she had up to 600 people in her birthday party.
Da min datter Ruth hadde et års bursdag, da var det 600 mennesker I bursdagen.
And it was a whole room was full with the packets, you know, the present.
Og hele rommet var fullt av presanger.
So it's amazing, if I don't invite somebody in our culture, they got offended, you know.
Så det sånn I min kultur at hvis ikke jeg inviterer noen, så blir de fornærmet.
So if this church is in Pakistan, if somebody getting married here, you must invite everybody, their children and grandchildren and everybody.
Så hadde det vært her, så sånn at hvis du gifter deg, så må du invitere alle barnebarnene.
So this day, the whole families came, you know, when it's a feast there, somebody get married and the whole families, you know, they bring their children, the grandfather, everybody come.
Så dette var jo en fest I kirken med alle til stede.
So as finish the church,
så etter kirketiden.
They went, it's a big ground front of the church and there is a other building that is for the children work there, children Sunday school, front of the church.
Så det en bygning på andre siden av kirken med barnearbeid.
So this young girl and young boy, they came and they blew themselves, they run into the crowd there.
Og disse to unge da med disse bombene, de sprang inn der. Og
so in the blinking of eyes, the half of the church was gone.
Så på et øyeblikk så var halve kirken vekk.
So here is the media asking me what I think.
Så nå spør media, hva synes du?
I was quoting that scripture, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Og da svarte han I det som står at det ingenting kan skille oss fra Guds kjærlighet.
No principality, no power, no thirst, no hunger can separate us.
Ingen, ikke nød, ikke angst, ikke forfølgelse.
No suicide bomber can separate us. We cannot stop worshipping. I encourage my people, we cannot stop worshipping because some suicide bomber or some, you know, they can kill us, but they cannot destroy us.
Ingenting kan skille oss ifra det arbeidet vi gjør. De kan drepe oss, men de kan ikke ødelegge oss.
We have eternal life.
Vi har evig liv.
Some of you know that I was kidnapped in Afghanistan a few years back.
Noen av dere vet at jeg var kidnappet I Afghanistan noen år tilbake.
So Taliban asked me why I'm not fearful.
Taliban har spurt, hvorfor ikke du redd?
I said to them, I said, you know, I want to ask you a question, why I should be fearful of you.
Og da stilte jeg spørsmålet tilbake, hvorfor skulle jeg være redd for dere?
They said, we can kill you.
Fordi vi kan drepe deg.
I said, you do your job, I do my job.
Da sier han, gjør deres jobb, så gjør jeg min jobb.
Is that right?
Ikke sant?
We are called to love people and speak the gospel.
Vi kalt til å tjene hverandre, til å spre evangeliet.
My experience is, if our God wants us to live, nobody can kill us.
Så hvis Gud vil vi skal leve, så kan ingen drepe oss.
But if he want to bring us home, there is a different way God take us home. Some people get sick, some are blown with a bomb. That's okay. That's how I see.
Men hvis Gud vil vi skal dø, så skjer det, om det på den ene eller andre måten.
We have nothing to lose.
Vi har ingenting å tape.
You know, the suicide bomber, when they come, they think they're going to blow themselves, they call Christian people an unbeliever, infidel or something, you know, unholy people, you know, they call the Christian or other people, the Muslim, religious.
For disse her kommer jo for å ta knekken
på. Infidel, this is a special word I can't get on my tongue right now.
For de kommer, disse muslimer, eller disse selvmordsbomberne, de vil jo
utrydde kristne. And they think they are doing for their God.
Og de vil gjøre det for Gud, sin Gud.
And even if we know that it's a false God.
Men vi vet at det en feil Gud.
So we have a true God, you know, we have nothing to lose.
Så vi har ingenting å tape.
And I told the Taliban that time, I said, you know, I'm giving tent to your people, I'm giving medicine, I'm drinking water wells, I'm giving food to your people.
Så jeg sa til Taliban, jeg gir de folket deres mat, drikke, medisin.
I said, that's what my God tell me to do.
Det sier min Gud at jeg skal gjøre.
So I said, what your God is telling you, you do what you think to do.
Så det Guden dere sier dere skal gjøre, det får dere bare gjøre.
I'm not afraid of you. I said, if I'm afraid of you, why should I come here?
Jeg ikke redd for dere. For hvis jeg var redd for dere, hvorfor skulle jeg komme?
So they were confused.
Så de var forvirret.
So I'm still here.
Så jeg fremdeles her.
Amen. If Amen. Our God can want us to live, we will live. Nobody can kill. That's my experience.
Så hvis Gud vil jeg skal leve, så kommer jeg til å leve. Det min opplevelse.
And if we die, we have nothing to lose.
Og om vi dør, så har vi ingenting å tape.
We enter into the kingdom of God more fortere than other ways.
Amen. Vi kommer bare litt fortere inn I himmelen.
But I tell you, those people who fear, I feel sometime, you know, is a lot of trouble comes to them. Why I did not kill, I don't know, but I feel I am not scared of death. So God has always saved me, but you know, he has different plan for different people.
Han har rettet meg, men han har forskjellige planer for
forskjellige. But I'm encouraging my people, I said, don't give up.
Men jeg oppmuntrer folk I mitt
å si. We cannot stop preaching the gospel because some terrorists want to kill us.
Ikke gi opp, men må ikke stoppe bare fordi terrorister tror oss.
So it's a sad story. I mean, we have a whole families are gone.
Det en trist historie. Mange familier forsvunnet.
Many of my friends are gone. We were in the same church.
Mange av vennene mine ble drept der.
Few years back, there was one evangelistic organization like us.
Og tidligere, for noen år siden, var det en evangelistisk organisasjon, slik som vi
The terrorist organization came into their office and gunpointed them.
Og terroristorganisasjonen kom inn og pekte på dem med gevær.
And they said, stop preaching about Jesus.
Og de sa, stopp å fortelle om Jesus.
And deny Jesus.
Fornekt Jesus.
And they bind them on the chair. They said, we cannot deny and we not going to stop.
De bandt dem til stolen og de sa, nei, vi kommer ikke til å fornekte.
So they shoot everybody.
Så de skjøt alle sammen.
So life is more important than the love of Jesus has more power.
Så livet
life is more important. Life is more important than the power of the love we have in Christ.
Så livet mer viktigere.
No, the love is more important.
Kjærligheten viktigere.
The love has more power.
Kjærligheten har mer makt og kraft. Ja.
And God wants to do amazing thing.
Og Gud ønsker å gjøre store ting.
I tell you, God has opened up the whole area.
Gud har åpnet hele området.
A lot of Muslims were open when this thing happened.
Mange muslimer var åpne da dette skjedde.
And God is, as much we have persecution in Pakistan, we have seen a lot of people coming to the kingdom of God that we have never seen that.
Og gjennom disse forfølgelsene så har vi sett at mange har kommet til blitt frelst på grunn av dette.
So we have decided if they're going to kill our 10 people, we'll bring 100 people in the kingdom of God.
Så vi har sett at hvis de dreper 10, så vil det bringe 100 personer inn I himmelriket.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we know where our people are going.
For vi vet hvor våre mennesker, hvor vårt folk drar.
So God is with us. They are in the better place.
De på et bedre sted.
But of course we miss them.
Men klart, vi savner dem.
It's sometimes sad.
Det trist.
And one of our pastor who worked with us, he's a second pastor in this church.
Og en av pastoren som jobbet med oss, han var den, ja, også en pastor I denne kirken.
And he was, they have a special cloth. He have worked for many years with Rafa.
Han har jobbet.
He's a specialist to evangelize to the Muslim people.
Han jobbet mange år I Rafa. Han var spesialist I å evangelisere til muslimer.
And he is a specialized. We have some people specialized. We go after the terrorist organizations to evangelize to them.
Vi har noen spesialister som spesielt for terroristene evangeliserer for dem.
You think we should be fearful of terrorist people?
Dere tenker kanskje vi burde frykte dem.
You think so?
Tror dere det?
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but might and power.
Men Gud har ikke gitt oss frykt, men kjærlighet og sindighet.
Is that right?
Ikke sant?
So they are doing their job, we gotta do our job.
Så om de gjør deres jobb, så gjør vi vår jobb.
Devil is doing to destroy, but we are bringing life.
Terroristene vil ødelegge, men vi vil være med å bringe liv.
And we're gonna, until we live, we're gonna send the message of Jesus, the message of love.
Og så lenge vi lever, så skal vi overbringe dette budskapet om kjærlighet.
You know, Jesus, when he was crucified and he said to these people, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. You remember that?
Da Jesus hang på korset, så sa han, Far, tilgi dem, de vet ikke hva de gjør.
And I tell you, love can win more people than the hate and the revenge.
Og jeg sier at kjærlighet kan vinne enda flere mennesker enn hat og hevn.
So we are seeing amazing things that we have never seen before.
Så vi ser store ting som vi aldri har sett før.
So sometimes if you want to see a greater thing, you have to sacrifice.
Så noen ganger hvis du vil oppleve store ting, så må du gi avkall på noe.
You know, Abraham, he was called the father of faith. He had to sacrifice his son. Is that right?
Så som Abraham, som var troens far, han måtte offre noe, ikke sant?
We grow when we sacrifice, when we reach another level.
Vi vokser på det å gi avkall på offre.
I believe we are getting into other level that we never before.
Jeg tror vi kommer på et annet nivå.
Same time when the attacks are increasing, we are seeing the kingdom of God is going more forth than ever before.
Og vi ser at Guds rike virkelig går fram som aldri før.
You know, the gospel work cannot be finished because of terrorist activities.
Gospelet kan ikke slutte å forkynne selv på grunn av terrorister.
You know, many of the disciples of Jesus, they were killed.
Mange av Jesu disipler ble drept.
And Christianity grew.
Og kristendommen vokste.
Nobody can kill this faith. Hallelujah.
Ingen kan drepe troen vår.
So we go forward, doesn't matter what happened to us.
Så vi går fram uansett hva som skjer.
Jesus kingdom of God, it goes forth.
For Guds rike, det går framover.
So this is, they were interviewing me, I was sharing about the love of God.
Det her intervjuet de meg, og jeg deler med det med Guds kjærlighet.
And then they were so afraid to come to the church.
Og de ble så redde for å komme til kirken.
We arranged the service there. I said, let's have open the church. We're going to have service anyhow.
Men han sa at, nei, vi skal ha gudstjeneste uansett.
We had so many people, it was full even outside. They were standing in the yard.
Og det var helt fullt til og med på utsiden.
I thank God for our people. They are not ready to give up.
Jeg takker deg for folket som ikke vil gi opp.
And I was telling other day, Pastor Tom Hess, he is the organizer of this world conference
in Jerusalem.
I said, many countries there is a persecution, but people get very scared. I said, one thing I thank God for our people in Pakistan, the Christian people, they are not afraid.
Men i vårt land, der de ikke redde.
Even they're coming with a machine gun in the church, but there is something in them, there is, you know, they stand up. For.
Om det kommer noen med en gevær, så vil jeg likevel, det noe i dem som driver dem til å reise seg.
And I know different countries have different situations, but I was just thanking God that our people are not ready to quit the faith, or not run away.
Kulturen ulike, men jeg veldig glad for at mitt folk, de vil ikke slutte.
So I said, I thank God for that. I was sharing with him.
Og jeg takker Gud for det.
That's the grace of God.
Det Guds nåde.
Otherwise, people have some little trouble, they just run away.
Ellers kan noen, når de får litt problemer, bare løpe bort.
They don't want to do anything with Christ.
De vil ikke ha noe mer med Kristus å gjøre.
I know sometime in Norway, we don't have somebody putting gun in our, you know, head, but people are leaving their faith.
Jeg vet at i Norge det slik, ja, om du skulle fått en pistol på hodet, så ville du fornekte troen.
So I said, I was thanking God for that.
Så jeg takker
Let's
Gud.
Go to the next picture. This was many, many family, they were taken that day.
Mange familier ble berørt den dagen.
Just continue, brother, please. And you see, that's a children building. On the front, you see the small holes in the walls. There is a concrete. You could put your finger. It was so big explosion there.
Ja, du ser de hullene der oppe. Det disse på grunn av disse eksplosjonene.
And right where this lady, it was there. All the we have not found even 19 children because the explosion was so heavy, we couldn't find the body parts.
Explosionen var så mäktig att vi till och med 19 barn vi inte kunde finna igen.
And I know you guys also pray. I went there right away after that this happened. I was there.
Och jag var där strax efterpå.
Because I know many people were praying around the world. I said, Lord, I want to go and sit with these people and comfort them and pray for them.
Och jag sa till Gud, jag vill sitta hos dig och trösta dem.
So our pastor, he worked with the Rafa Mission for many years. He was changing clothes just behind the door. He would have just stepped out and he would have been blown up.
Ja, så vår pastor.
He worked with our ministry. He's a second pastor in that church.
Vår pastor som jobbar I den menigheten.
Ja. And he survived.
Men han
by
överlevde.
The grace of God. Ja. Just continue, please. And this is one of the girl, you know, who stand for the gospel.
Detta är av jenterna som står upp för evangeliet.
You heard this girl who been standing against the Taliban for education, Malala from Pakistan. Anybody heard? She is very world famous.
Hört om Malala, hon som arbetar för utbildning I Pakistan.
And she is a Christian girl who stand for the gospel. She was in the youth.
Hon är en kristen jente som står.
And her name is Kashmala. You know, it's a very same area and they have similar name. Her name was Malala and the Christian girl is, that is a Muslim girl that has become world famous. Taliban, you know, shoot her. And this one is our Christian girl from the church, from that area, same area. Her name is Kashmala.
Detta är en kristen jente och hon står uppreist på Jesu.
And she lost a leg.
Hon miste ett ben.
You can go to the next picture. And this man, his whole family was blown with the bomb attack.
Hos denne mann ble hele familien bombet.
Many, many like this very sad situation there.
Mange slike situasjoner.
Continue, please. And that's the girl that you saw in the picture. She lost a lot of blood. She lost a leg.
Dette kvinnen som du så, hun mistet foten sin.
I was going to help her to take her to America, but then God opened door in Australia. We send her there to get a new leg and exercise with the, you know, this other kind of leg you can put on.
Jag vill ta henne med till att hjälpa henne, men hon blev öppnat en dörr för henne till att dra till Australien.
So we've been helping this family, paying their many of them because they didn't have good medical. They died there because we don't have very good medical system. You have to pay very high to. So many of them could not, but we have helped a lot of family what we could.
Så vi hjälper dem med mediciner.
And their hospital bills. Continue, please. This is one of the boy who survived. I cried when I see him. The many children was gone, but he was one of the one who survived.
Mange
and his legs were broken, and you know the bullets or what you call this shells hit his body.
Yeah, han overlevde. Mange barn døde, men han overlevde.
Yeah. Continue, please. This is one of the girl that you see fracture in her bones here. And with the legs and lot of she was injured.
Ja, en jente her med store skader.
So we are helping also with the financial help there. Continue, please. This is one of them, the whole family gone and mother and the son is survived.
Ja, her hele familien ble drept, bare mor og sønn igjen.
Continue, please. And this is one of our meeting.
Dette et av møtene våre.
This is also Pakistan.
Dette også Pakistan.
We have never seen anything like this. The glory of God been poured out.
Yeah, vi har aldrig upplevt det slik at Guds
herlighet. This is an area where the, I think one and this was 1 year ago, and that was 1.5 years ago. That was whole village was burned. The Muslim people came and burned every house.
Halvandet år siden så brente muslimene opp alle, altså en hel landsby I dette området her.
And the Lord told me to go and have an evangelistic campaign there. Hallelujah.
Og Gud talte til meg om å gå og ha en evangelistisk kampanje der. Halleluja.
And we saved hundreds and hundreds of people and a lot of Muslim people. They were healed and delivered from cancer, from the wheelchair, I mean the deaf and dumb. It was just amazing.
Men mange muslimer ble frelst. De ble helbredet og mange. Ja, believe.
This is one of our meeting. This is wonderful.
Ja,
this
flott?
Is terrorist kind of country. We can stand for Jesus, the Taliban country.
Dette Taliban land, og der skjer det sånne flotte ting.
Yeah, continue, please. And this Boaz was, he was a blind, he was healed.
Denne gutten som var blind, han ble fikk synet tilbake.
Thank you, Jesus. This lady had cancer, she was healed.
Denne kvinnen hadde kreft og ble helbredet.
So a lot of testimony, just continue please. And this is one of the main street in Karachi, you know, like I love to close highway and byways.
Dette er en av hovedgatene I Karachi.
And you know, when we had first children home meeting, we closed the main highway in that area and had a Thanksgiving service.
Og det flott å kunne stenge av gater innimellom og ha store møter, slik som her.
Amen. Amen. There is no other danger. Our God is more danger and more powerful than anything else.
Vår Gud. Amen. Vår Gud større og mektigere enn noen andre.
Devil is doing his thing. We gotta do our things.
Ja, de gjør sin
I always tell people, I said, don't focus on the devil, what he is doing. Do what God has called you to do.
Ikke tenk på hva djevelen sier, men tenk på hva Gud har kalt deg til å gjøre.
So this, we had some Noshka here also. They were with me today in Shane. They were there also in the meetings. Just continue, please. Many people came from the hospital and they were healed. That's Tina praying for people. She has Pakistani clothes. Okay. I hope it's my wife, yeah. Tina.
Mm, det Tina. Det mange som helbredet.
I hope someday you can come and visit the children home, you guys.
Jeg håper noen av dere en dag kan komme og besøke oss.
And take part of this big campaign, seeing signs and wonder. Amen.
Og bli med og se store tegn og under.
I promise, sister, I'll let you sing in my meeting there.
Jeg lover deg og at du skal få lov til å synge på det.
Thousands and thousands of people. Amen.
Tusenvis av mennesker.
And this is a very amazing story about this. Go to the next picture. This is a church.
Dette en kirke.
During the flood, you know, we were going this area.
Vi var I dette området her.
You know, 2-3 years ago there was flood in Pakistan.
For 2-3 år siden så var det en oversvømmelse I Pakistan.
We were giving food.
Vi gikk mat.
We were just passing by this area. Somebody told it's a poor Christian village here.
Ja, vi var forbi dette området så sa noen at dette en veldig fattig sted.
We never met these people.
Vi har aldri møtt disse menneskene.
We had nothing to do with them.
Vi hadde ikke noe å gjøre med dette plassen.
I met them first time and went to first time this area.
Det var første gangen jeg var på dette området.
I was sitting there.
Jeg satt der.
And this was empty space in the middle of the village.
Og så var det et stort ledig plass.
And we were giving food. My hand got tired and I just sit there back.
Jeg var trøtt I armene og vi satt her.
And I asked one guy, I said, what kind of, who is this land belong to?
Og så spurte jeg en mann, hvem det denne plassen tilhører?
He said, this land is sitting for the church for a long time.
Denne plassen,
the church,
ja,
tomt.
Dette har vært en kirketomt I lang tid.
So, when I'm sitting there, the Holy Spirit talked to me.
Og mens jeg satt der, så sa den Hellige Ånd til meg.
You will build a church here.
At du skal bygge en kirke her.
We need to be open to the Holy Spirit sometime. We don't plan, we don't think. We need to be able to hearing the voice of God.
Vi trenger være åpne for den Hellige Ånds tale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We work with the Holy Spirit.
Vi arbeider med den Hellige Ånd.
So I told our cashier, the brother who hold our whole economy in Pakistan. He was in one of the picture before.
Jeg fortalte kassereren min I Pakistan.
I said, Lord is telling me we're going to help them to build a church here.
At Gud, han vil at vi skal bygge kirke her.
He know I'm crazy.
Han vet at jeg sprø.
He said, Pastor, you know, we don't have any money. We put all the money to the flood victim.
Pastor, du vet, vi har ikke penger. Vi ga alt I den flommen som kom.
He said, don't put us to shame. Just sit. He told me, don't stand up or say anything.
Ikke gjør skam på oss nå. Bare ro.
So I'm sitting there. Your pressure is growing on me.
Så sitter jeg der, og jeg bare kjenner presset.
Lord said, say it.
Gud sa,
say it that you will build the church here.
Ja, si det.
So I could not hold it. I have to stand up.
Jeg klarte ikke å holde tilbake.
I said, everybody, please quiet. I want to make an announcement here.
Så han reiste seg og sa, ok, vær rolig alle sammen.
I said, we're going to help you to build a church here.
For vi ønsker å hjelpe dere å bygge en kirke her.
I had no idea what I'm getting into.
Jeg ante ikke hva det ville innebære.
This area, they did not allow to build a church for 40 years in Pakistan.
For på 40 år var det ikke tillatt å bygge kirke her.
But I tell you, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, he have a different mind.
Men jeg sier dere at den Hellige Ånd, han har sine planer.
They told me after that, not that day, I said, we'll come next week and have a announcement to the congregation was not there that day, whole congregation.
Jag sa att vill du komma tillbaka igen och jag fick veta det senare.
They said anybody who tried to build this church either been killed or never come back or there was one more thing they said.
Och de sa att de som vill pröva bygga detta platsen, de kommer till att bli drept eller försvinna.
So nobody been able to build this church.
Så ingen har varit har börjat att bygga.
So we were going 9 people. I had one community leader, you know, like a city mayor from Karachi. He went with me from one of the area.
Men vi var 9 ledare då som var samman.
We were in the big jeep, 9 people.
Vi var 9 stycker I en jeep.
You know, I travel all over the world. I never had accident.
Jag har dragit över hela världen men aldrig haft olycka.
And that day I had the biggest accident you can ever imagine. All our car was a big SUV was destroyed. The axle was broken. From other side of the highway, the came car front of us.
Men den dagen då skedde en olycka. Allt blev ödelagt, bilen och ja, det blev ödelagt.
So there are challenges when God says something. There are challenges.
För när Gud säger något så vill det vara uppstå problem.
But you think devil can stop us?
Men tror du att djävulen kan stoppa oss?
And we called these people. We said we have a very big accident.
Och vi ringte och sa vi har haft en stor olycka.
Because the whole church they had food for us. They were waiting for us. We are coming to make announcement.
För vi är på väg till en plats och de står och väntar på oss.
And they said we knew something gonna happen. We didn't want to tell you that. Anybody who come to either they are involved in accident, they never come back, or they die.
Mm. Och de sa då, ja, vi visste att det kommer att ske något för sin dock ville börja bygga kyrkan.
And just behind this church, just a little bit behind, there is a very big Muslim temple, very demonic, where people come to worship the shrine.
Och rätt bak där är en stor muslimsk kyrka med väldigt demonisk aktivitet.
Very heavy and people from all over area they come to worship.
Många alla folk ifrån runt där kommer för att tillbe där.
So very demonic area.
Väldigt demonisk område.
So there was a lot of trouble.
Så det var mycket problem.
All my car was totally destroyed.
Hela bilen var ödelagt.
But we didn't have one scratch any of us all the people sitting in the car.
Men ingenting var ödelagt på oss.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said devil I don't care about the car. I didn't have insurance because it was very expensive.
Jag sa djävul jag är inte bekymrad för bilen.
I will build this church even more faster than I plan.
Jag kommer att bygga den kyrkan ännu fortare än planlagt.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Because the word of God says when enemy come against you God raise up a standard. Amen.
För det står skriften att när djävulen kommer mot oss så vill Gud och resa.
The gate of hell will not prevail against us.
Dödsrikets portar ska inte få makt över oss.
I took all the material from Karachi, very nice material we and built a very nice church.
Som tog flott material från Karachi och byggde en flott kyrka.
I was sharing this in China in Beijing.
Jag delade detta I Kina I Beijing.
That I'm going to build a church.
Att jag kommer att bygga en kyrka.
She came. She was a company agare, what you call for a talk. She was a company. Hun she had a company. She sponsored me the whole church.
Hon sponsrade hela kyrkan.
It's amazing. It's not about our kontos. Amen.
Så det handlar inte om våra kontor.
We are working in the kingdom of God.
Vi arbetar I Guds menighet.
So this church is built and go to the next picture. It's beautiful.
Vacker.
I told this village, I said, this is a model house for you.
Jag sa till folk I byn att detta är ett modernt hus för dere.
And your houses will be like this.
Och detta
Your houses will be like this, like a church, so nice.
Sån kan husen deras vara.
You know when Jesus come, everything change.
För när Jesus kommer ska allt förändra sig.
Amen.
Amen.
So people are building now nice building. And here is Tina father. And there is Kenneth standing in some Swedish and Norwegian people. And they never had a school there.
De hade inte haft en skola där för.
And over the church building is good we build so strong. We could have put some sheets and you know. But I felt that we need to make strong building.
Jag följde på mig att vi måste laga en stark byggning.
So they can go 4 story up.
Så vi kan bygga I flera etager.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So no, we didn't have plan in the beginning, but the village came to us. They said they don't have a school.
Så vi hade inte planer om det, men landsbyen kom till oss och sa vi har inte skola.
So we have built a school over the andra våning.
Så vi har byggt en skola på toppen.
So God is faithful. We have 108 children there now going in school. They never had any school.
Så nu har vi 108 barn som går på skole I en landsby som ikke hadde skole.
So Tina father, that's Tina father.
Det Tinas far.
And that's my mother here.
Og det min mor.
And that's I'm standing and Kenneth is there. You can see brother Kenneth.
Bror Kenneth.
He's more dressed up there in Pakistan.
Mer oppkledd der enn.
And we went to open this school there and we calling Danny school. Tina dad is named Danny because he been helping us so much in the mission work.
Mm.
So we dedicate to his name.
Ja, så med den skolan heter Danny skola för han var med och hjälpte så mycket med detta.
So also this area maybe you heard in the news lot of women were taken by force to get married with a Muslim man.
Du har kanske hört I nyheterna att många kvinnor blev tagna för att gifta sig med muslimska män.
Continue. And we have a, you know, this vision to give this woman sewing machine.
Vi har en vision om att ge kvinnorna en symaskin.
So they don't have to go work side outside and they can have for the factory work at home and make money for their family. We are teaching them.
Slik att de kan lära och arbeta och tjäna pengar.
So in the morning we have a school and in the evening we have a sewing school there. Hallelujah.
Så morgonen har vi skola och på kvällen har vi symaskinkurs.
I have some of the half Muslim teacher, Muslim girls teaching there.
Jag har någon av de muslimska jentene forkynner där.
By purpose, one is a imam in the church. In the mosque. His daughter is teaching there in the church school.
Datter till en imam går där.
And couple of family have come. The teacher family have come to the Lord.
Och ett par familjer har kommit till Herren.
So it's amazing when God starts something, how many effects happen in many direction.
Så det fantastisk å se når Gud gjør noe, hvordan det skjer så mye rundt.
So this is I wanted to give you a report. We have built a church and sewing school and normal school for education in this area.
Så vi har altså bygget vanlig skole og symaskin. Ja,
so we need to affect people's lives. Amen.
Så vi ønsker å påvirke menneskers liv.
Just continue, please. This is our first children home.
Dette
the building.
Vårt første barnehjem.
You know that you've been, you had help to build this building.
Dere hjelper oss å bygge denne bygningen.
Continue, please. This is the children. They are so powerful. I tell you, they can raise the dead. They are so powerful.
Dette veldig mektig, veldig stor kraft på disse barna som virkelig kan reise opp døde.
People send us prayer requests to the children home from many countries. They send prayer requests from many countries.
Mange,
the children home.
Mange kommer med bønneemner til barnehjemmet.
So continue, please. And this year, Pastor, I want to confess something before you.
Jeg vil si noe til deg, Pastor.
We have kidnapped 4 children from the Taliban houses.
Vi har kidnappet 4 barn fra Taliban hus.
I just did 2 weeks ago, two of them.
Two of them for 2 weeks.
And this guy came before. His mother was working in one family home.
Hans mor arbeidet i et hjem.
They moved from other part of Pakistan. They were working in a rich family home.
De arbeidet i en rik hjem.
His father died.
Hans far døde.
And the family, his mother was working. They took the boy and gave to madrasa. They call Islamic madrasa, where they raise up Taliban and terrorists.
Og da ga mor og sønnen sin til en sånn Taliban-organisasjon for at de skulle lære å drepe.
So mother met the pastor, one of my pastor friend, he's converted. He's a pastor now, he was a Muslim, imam before.
Så han, hun er...
Muslim priest.
The Muslim presten. Hun møtte... Sorry.
The mother of this boy.
Ja, så moren da møtte da en
and
muslimsk prest.
And he find out where they have taken the boy. He find out where they from the mother where they took the boy.
Ja. Så han fant ut hvor de hadde tatt denne gutten hen.
So mother didn't know.
Mor visste ikke det.
And they were going to make this boy a terrorist, a suicide bomber.
De ville gjøre denne gutten da til en terrorist.
And when she find out, she came in our office. She was crying and she fell there. She said, "You gotta do something."
Så da hun kom til vårt kontor, så sa hun, "Dere må gjøre noe, hjelp oss."
I said, we'll see what we can do.
Så sa jeg, ja, vi får se hva vi kan gjøre.
First, you have to quit your job and move to other area.
Så sa han, du må dra bort litt annet område.
And we moved the mother first.
Og vi flyttet først moren.
Then we kidnapped the boy.
Och så kidnappade vi gutten.
Halleluja. We can kidnap for Jesus.
Vi kan kidnappa för Jesus.
Otherwise, you know, he would have been terrorist and become a Taliban.
Eller så ville han bli terrorist.
So this is the fourth this year four children we have kidnapped. I'm sorry, I'm using this word.
Så vi har kidnappat 4 gutter.
But I think we can do for something for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Men jag tror vi kan göra det för Guds rike.
So I tell you, this is the best thing I have done in my life. I have preached to big crowd. I have done pastor conference. I feel since we have started this children work, I have so much joy in my heart that I never had.
Detta syns jag är något bästa jag har gjort. Jag har varit med på många ting på pastorkonferenser, men detta för dessa ungarna, det är det största.
I feel in Pakistan and Afghanistan is not just one like a Barnham, it's a mission from God.
I Afghanistan, Pakistan, det är en mission för Gud.
To raising up an army in the heart of the enemy.
Och rejsa upp en armé i Guds, ja, i det fientliga området.
The army of God.
Guds armé.
In a new generation in this kind of country.
En ny generation i det landet.
So I am blessed.
Så jag är välsignad.
And I feel God has opened the door all over the world for me. Favor of God is just incredible that I never had before.
Så jag upplever att Gud öppnar dörrar över hela världen.
You know, some of you know I met President Barack Obama. I had a meal with him.
Ja, jag mötte Barack Obama och hade ett måltid med han.
And then, you know, I was chosen to be chaplain for the last Olympic in London.
Och så var med på under OL i London.
They chose 7 people from the whole world. I was one of them.
De trengte 7 präster och jag var en av dessa 7.
So it's a blessing of the Lord.
Så det är en välsignelse.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel I have pastor my I feel like I have touched the heart of God.
Så jag känner som jag har berört Guds hjärta.
So continue, please. And there, our he's our vice chairman, Rafa Mission from Sweden. He's receiving praying for the children, pray from the children.
Till och med han är för Rafa Mission i Sverige. Han får också förbön för dessa barn.
Continue, please. Yeah, continue. That's Tina, father, and the boys there. They pray all the time.
De ber stadigt.
Go in the morning school, they're praying. They come when they eat, they pray. When they sleep, they pray. They pray all the time.
De ber när de går, när de spiser, när de ska lägga sig alltid.
And this, there is many amazing stories. This boy, he didn't have any hair. He was biting like a dog when he came. Biting everything. And Lord totally healed him. His hair grew back.
Han, denne gutten hadde mange flotte historier. Denne gutten manglet hår, og han bet som en hund. Men nå han blitt frisk og god igjen.
He was sexually and mentally was abused.
Han ble misbrukt. Han ble misbrukt og
forandret. So it's amazing stories. Continue, please. And this is Sister Ruth. This is one of the boys that we had kidnapped. Ruth is big now.
Dette Ruth.
That's my daughter. She was there just not long ago.
Datteren hans. Og dette også en av guttene som de har kidnappet.
Okay, continue. Just continue to roll the picture. They are in the, I take them to, you know, I love them like my children.
Jeg er glad i som om det var mine egne barn.
I take them to different activities. They were on the beach. No.
For eksempel tar de med til stranden.
Went to McDonald's. That's a Raphael there. He's giving them ride. And there is Emmanuel.
Det er Raphael og Emmanuel.
Continue, please. That's Ruth again.
Ruth.
This is Manuel with one of the boys there.
Det är Manuel med en av guttarna.
And I, you know, I said to the Lord, this is the best thing I have done in my life.
Och jag sa till Gud, detta är något av det bästa jag har gjort i hela mitt liv.
I said, I want to build one more building.
Jag har lust att bygga ännu en byggning.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
No, it's 6 times bigger.
Men bara
6 times than our old children home.
Bara 6 gånger större.
And one floor will be 600 kvadratmeter.
Och en etage vill vara 600 kvadratmeter.
It's going to be 4 to 5 story building.
Och kommer det bli 4 to 5 etager.
I have never built that building.
Så stor byggning har jag aldrig byggt.
But I feel I want to bring 100 children rescue this coming 2 years.
Men jag vill gärna vara med att 100 barn ska få låta komma där.
So I just saw, I was telling Pastor my this story about, I just saw one land there God put in my heart, I went to anoint the land.
Så jag, det var Gud lät land ett område på mitt hjärta mitt och jag var där.
I said, Lord, I want to build a building here.
Och jag sa, Gud, här vill jag bygga en byggning.
You know, the word of God says, all earth belong to the Lord. Is that right?
Det står jo I Guds ord at alt tilhører Herren.
Is that right? So when the owner of the land find out, he was very upset that we want to build a children home there.
Og han som eide den plassen, han ble litt sånn opprørt når han hørte han ville, at vi ville bygge et barnehjem der.
And we find out he was very upset on me.
Ja, det, han var ganske sint på meg.
But that's okay.
Men det okay.
We are doing the God business, people will be upset on us.
Om vi gjør Guds verk, så vil folk bli sinte på oss.
We find out this guy been bankrupt in Dubai.
Vi har funnet ut at denne mannen gikk...
He was doing construction business, building and all this.
Ja, property. Han gikk konkurs, ja, I...
He lost everything.
Han mistet alt.
And this was the last storm he had.
Og dette var det siste han hadde.
And I didn't know that.
Jeg visste ikke det.
So, if you come to visit me, I take you to pray there.
Så hvis dere kommer for å besøke meg, så tar jeg dere med.
You know, I teach about non-stop praying.
Jeg forkynner om å be kontinuerlig.
That I'm not going to do today.
Og det vil jeg gjøre I dag.
When God put in your heart something, you never give up until you have the answer. Amen?
For når Gud legger noe på hjertet ditt, så fortsetter du til du ser det fullført.
So I sent my people, this man was upset, he said he will never give us the land.
Så jeg sendte en mann der, men han sa, jeg vil aldri gi dere landet.
Don't take never for answer.
Men aldri ta nei for et nei.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything is possible in the kingdom of God.
Alt mulig I Guds rike.
So one day, you know, I had prayed. I said, I have prayed enough now.
En dag så sa jeg, nå har jeg bedt nok.
I'm going to talk to this guy.
Jeg skal prate med han om mannen.
So I went to his office.
Så jeg dro til han.
So he came to receive me and I was walking by him, behind him.
Så jeg var oppe hos han.
He said, Pastor, I heard you are interested in my land.
Og da sa han, Pastor, jeg hører at du skal gjøre industri på landet mitt.
I said, yes, I am interested, but I don't have money to buy your land.
Ja, det vil jeg, men jeg har ikke penger til å kjøpe landet.
He said, get out of my office.
Kom deg ut av kontoret mitt.
I said, can I talk to you?
Så sa han, kan jeg få prate med deg?
Give me a few minutes.
Gi meg et par minutter.
He said, okay, come in my office, I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Okay, kom inn.
I told him my story.
Og jeg fortalte han min historie.
I said, I will not tell you something, I have not done it myself. I have not done something myself. I will not ask you what I have not done myself.
Jeg vil ikke spørre deg om noe som jeg ikke ville gjort selv.
I said, the first children home, that was my dad gave me the land. It was my first inheritance.
Den første barnehjemmen, det betalte vi på bakgrunn av en arv jeg hadde.
That was my first inheritance. Inheritance? Arven, yes, that's right. And I gave that.
Og jeg ga dette.
And I told him all the story what God been doing in my life.
Og jeg fortalte ham hva Gud hadde gjort I livet mitt.
I said, I heard you are bankrupt and everything is gone from your life.
Så sa jeg hører at du er konkurs og at alt har falt sammen I livet ditt.
I said, maybe God want to do something in your life.
Så sier jeg, kanskje Gud vil gjøre noe I livet
ditt. I said, have you ever given anything to the Lord?
Jeg sa, har du noen gang gitt Gud noe?
He said, that's not your problem.
Det ikke ditt problem.
I said, I'm a pastor, I help people.
Så sa han, jo, jeg en pastor, jeg hjelper mennesker.
I'm just checking on you and talking to you.
Jeg bare prater med deg og hører.
And some of his friend told me, the businessman, they said, he will not give you even his one here. They made expression.
Og noen sa at denne businessmannen han vil jo ikke engang få et hårstrå av.
He said, he can only sell to us. I said, I have no money.
Men han sa, jeg har ikke penger.
So, I said one thing before I go, I want to tell you.
Men han sa, ok, jeg skal si en ting før jeg går.
I said, there are many lands.
Det mye land.
Around Karachi there.
Rundt Karachi.
Why God put your land in my heart?
Men Gud,
why God put your land in my heart?
Men Gud la ditt land på mitt hjerte.
I said, I leave you with this question.
Jeg skal la deg være med dette spørsmålet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will give you wisdom how to talk also.
Gud vil også gi deg visdom til å prate.
So I said, I cannot tvinge you to, you know, to give me us the land.
Jeg kan ikke tvinge deg til å gi landet til oss.
I left.
Jeg dro.
After a few weeks.
Etter et par noen uker.
We had a youth conference and we were praying in one room there.
Så hadde vi ungdomskonferanse og vi
bar. In our Rafa Center.
På Rafa Center var vi.
Somebody knock on the door.
Så bankade det på dörren.
One guy come to me. He said, "Pastor, that businessman standing outside our door."
Så kom han och sa, "Pastor, det står en businessman ut förbi."
I said, "Bring him in."
Sänd han in.
He is rushing in. He's, you know, so much orolig.
Och han reiser, han kom in, orolig.
And he said, "You know, Pastor, I want to talk to you." I said, "Can we talk after the prayer? We were praying there."
Han sa, "Pastor, jag vill prata med dig." Så sa han, "Nej, kan vi inte be färdig först?"
I said, I want to, he said, "I want to talk now."
Nej, jag vill prata nu.
I said, "Okay."
Okay.
I was just on the land and, you know, we pray. I had one American preacher and one from Singapore for the youth conference. And we prayed there.
Vi var där och bad. Det var en man från Singapore och det var två från utlandet som var med på den ungdomskonferensen.
When God put in my heart, I never give up.
När Gud lägger något på hjärtat så ger jag inte.
In my sleeping, I'm praying. In my blood, I'm praying. I'm eating, I'm praying, I'm driving, I pray all the time.
Jag ber över det och jag ger allt. Eller jag är där med bön hela vägen.
You remember Luke 18?
Husker Luke 18?
Jesus himself told his disciple the parable.
Jesus själv sa till disciplinen den lignelsen.
He said, "Man, anybody who is man, man should pray always, never give up."
Dere bør be alltid og aldri gi opp.
Man should pray. All the men, human, ja, pray, mennesker. Never give up.
Ja, bare be aldri gi opp.
So that's what I do when I'm dealing with something. I don't give up.
Så jeg gir ikke opp, jeg vil be.
So this man tell me.
Så denne mann sa til meg.
He said, "I have talked to my wife."
Og denne mann sa, jeg har pratet med konen min.
"I talked to my mother."
Med mammaen min.
"We have decided."
Vi har bestämt oss.
He had a big envelope in his hand.
Han hade en stor konvolutt i handen sin.
"We're going to give you the land."
Att vi vill ge det här landet.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
We are in the business of the Lord.
Vi är i Guds business.
It has nothing to do with us.
Det har inte något med oss att göra.
When God put in our heart something, we got a press. Doesn't matter people say no, no, no. The whole world tell you no. You got to do what God call you to do.
Uansett om alla säger nej nej, du ska göra det Gud ber dig göra.
God will have the victory.
Gud ska ha.
No, this businessman was in this meeting with the public. You saw thousands of people. He was traveling with me.
Ja, och den businessman han var på ett av dessa bilderna med.
He said, "When I met this pastor, I hate him. I didn't like him."
Han sa att när jag träffade han här så och jag hatade han Sulman och ja, likte han inte.
He said, "God have restored my whole business. I have even more now what I had before."
Men Gud har genomprättat hela businessen och nu har jag till och med mer än det jag hade för.
So pastor, if sometime God tell you something and people don't like you, it's okay.
Så pastor, om någon inte likar det du gör, så
you gotta do what God tell you and they will be your, God will make your enemy your friend.
Men Gud, bara fortsätt att göra det som Gud vill och Gud vill göra dina fina saker.
And now he's telling everybody testimony what God has done in his life.
Och nu berättar han alla vad Gud har gjort i sitt
liv. And even God gave me a vision. I was praying for him. He should start a scrap business, getting old ships, you know, ships and break them to sell the the scrap. And that business has grown very much.
Och Gud gav mig en tanke eller dröm om att han skulle starta med sån skrap hudar för skip att han kan, ja, och det har han gjort och det har vuxit en jättestor, ja, väldigt bra.
So Lord is amazing God.
Gud är stor.
So we going to build this building now.
Vi ska bygga detta bygge nu.
We have hundreds of Muslim came to attack.
Många muslimer har kommit för att angripa.
But God turned that attack around.
Men Gud har snudd på detta angrepp.
This is first time happened in the history of Pakistan.
Första gången det skedde i Pakistan.
Always when this Muslim, the 8 mullahs from different mosque, mullah mean like a pastors, like us, they brought their congregation and they were shouting, "Allahu Akbar, you cannot build here. This is a Muslim area."
8 imamer från området runt, de kom med sina församlingar och sa, "Allah, du kan inte bygga här hos oss."
The power of God came on me. I talked to their leader. And God changed everything.
Men Guds kraft falt på mig och jag kunde prata med disse och det allt blev snutt.
It's a long story I can't tell you right now.
En lång historia, men jag kan inte fortælle den nu.
If I would have run that day, I would not been able to build a building today.
Hvis jeg hadde bare reist den dagen, så kunne jeg ikke vært i stand til å bygge en bygning i dag.
So I said, "God, you have given us the land."
Så jeg sa, Gud, du har gitt oss landet.
And you will build it here. Doesn't matter if it's a Muslim area or what kind of area it is.
Og det skal bygges her, uansett.
It's only 4 Christian home in this whole area.
Bare 4 kristne hjemme I området.
So continue next picture, please. This was the grand opening. I took the children and we had prayer there.
Dette var åpningen. Vi tog med ungene og vi bar der.
And we decorated the whole area, all the Muslim buildings and everything with the lights when we had the opening ceremony, blessing the land. And that's why they got very upset, all the Muslim people.
Dette, og vi pyntet da rundt med lys.
They got upset.
Og de ble opprørt.
How come the Christian coming and, you know, they're starting things here.
De likte ikke det. Ja.
But God turned it around. You know, always they come Muslim and they attack, they burn and kill everything.
Når muslimene kommer, så kan de ødelegge og sette fyr på ting.
This is the first time they were next day, they were sitting in our meeting and listening to the gospel and worship songs.
Men for første gang så skjedde det at de kom til møtene og de hørte på.
So if you stand for the kingdom of God, God will change things for you.
Så om du står for Guds rike, så vil Gud forandre.
Hallelujah. And now is we are digging and they are going to make foundation very big. You see, Pastor, that's a neighbor house. He has this side window. We should have a wall to wall. I was telling you, you know, this neighbor, he has a even make a gut rope, you know. And all this, you see, he has a envelope here, the water he built. He take even the more land here. And this is a Christian neighbor there, one of the Christian home. He's a lawyer. And we need your prayer. This is the guy only giving us problem. No government giving problem. No Muslim giving problem. The Christian person giving us problem.
Det ingen som gir oss problemer. Muslimene, vi fungerer med alle, men denne kristne personen, han gir oss
problemer. Because we told him that, you know, he has opened the window this side. According to the law there, you know, this is a building. We have to have wall with wall. No, nobody should allow this. You know, like a rod, whose you have or building in the city. You can't have the other side. Only the front and the back you can have windows.
Du kan kun ha vinduer på fremsiden og baksiden, men ikke på.
So my prayer request is to tonight when you pray, you know, I can put him in the police and he's threatening us. He's gonna take us to court.
Så han truer oss med å ta oss til retten.
We know the police people. We know the government people. We have no problem building. Government have given us approval, pass our all the reasoninger, you know.
Ja, men vi kjenner jo myndighetene og politiet.
But this man is giving us problem.
Denne mannen gir oss problemer.
So I ask you to pray.
Så be for oss.
So continue, please. There was a one building picture. If there is. Yeah, that's the working people there. They're building storage rooms before they build to have some storage.
Det sånne oppbevaringsrom.
Yes, continue. Yeah, just continue, please. This is going to be a new building here. Hallelujah.
Dette,
for 100 children.
Det skal være en bygning for 100 barn.
And I don't have any money.
Jeg har ikke penger.
And we are building it. Amen.
Men vi bygger det.
Amen. I don't hear amen.
Amen.
And we need $1 million.
Vi trenger 1 million US dollar.
You know, in Norway, when we build one house here, it cost us almost $500,000 US dollar. Is that's right? 352,000 kroner. Is that right? Huh? $500,000? Mikke mer? So here we're going to have 100 children, 100 life going to be saved. And $1 million is not much money. Amen?
Ja, det ikke mye penger med 1 million.
But I don't have that.
Men jeg har ikke det.
But I'm building that building. How much is krona now to dollar? Norske krona? 6? So we need 6 million, that's right? 6 million norske krona. And we're going to pray in tonight. You are a prayer people.
Så 6 millioner norske kroner trenger vi til dette bygget, og vi kommer til å be om det I kveld.
I told my team, I said, let's begin to build.
Jeg sa til teamet mitt, la oss begynne å bygge.
So when a few days ago I was in Jerusalem,
noen få dager siden var jeg I
Rundt. I was sharing about this building.
Og jeg delte om denne bygningen.
One lady came to me after the meeting in Jerusalem from China.
En kvinne kom til meg.
Taiwan, sorry.
Fra Taiwan.
She said, I am widow.
Jeg en enke.
But I want to help you, Pastor.
Men jeg ønsker å hjelpe deg.
She sent us $100,000. 10% has come in. Hallelujah.
Og hun sendte oss $100,000.
God is faithful. When he starts something, he will finish it.
Så en tiendel har allerede kommet inn.
Halleluja. I have no idea if this money coming from Norway or Africa or from Sweden or India. I have no idea, but I'm doing what God has called me to do.
Jeg vet ikke hvor pengene skal komme fra, men jeg gjør det som Herren har bedt meg om å gjøre.
So God is faithful.
Gud er trofast.
And one other story I want to tell you then, just before I finish.
En annen historie før jeg avslutter.
Pastor, I've been praying for 10 years to build a house by the sea in Karachi. This is the most expensive place.
Jeg har bedt i 10 år om å få bygge et hus ved Karachi ved sjøen der.
I thank God when I pray something God put in my heart, it happened. The most of the time in my life I've seen it happen.
Og når Gud legger noe på hjertet mitt, så ser jeg at hvis jeg ber over det og jobber med det, så vil det skje.
Land is very expensive in our country, in the big city.
Land er veldig dyrt i vårt land.
So God gave me last year the land by the sea.
Så i fjor så ga Gud meg land.
I feel, Pastor, I'm moving into potato blessing.
Så jeg føler jeg virkelig velsignet.
No, potato blessing. I feel like I'm walking in potato blessing.
Jeg vandrer i tro.
Potato, you know, patatis.
Oh, yeah.
You eat. Yeah. I feel like I'm walking into potato blessing.
I potetvelsignelse.
Have you heard about potato blessing?
No.
I'm going to tell you tonight. Since I gave one thumb, I have received 4 thumb tarno. It's a potato blessing. You know, you sow one potato, you reap. Anybody bunde here?
Er det noen
farmer?
Bønder her? Nei.
You, is that right, brother? You put one potato, you reap many potato. That's right. Thank you. I feel like I'm in potato blessing.
Jeg føler jeg med i den potetvelsignelsen. Du planter ei potet, og de blir til mange.
Somebody gave me $500,000 in Pakistan. First time in the history of Pakistan.
Noen ga meg...
It's a poor country.
I Pakistan så fikk
jeg... 3.5 million kroner. 3 million.
3.5 millioner kroner i Pakistan, og det er et fattig land.
It's amazing what God can do.
Det er utrolig hva Gud kan gjøre.
But I said to the Lord... I said to the Lord.
Men jeg sa til Herren.
I said, Lord, I'm a poor boy from Pakistan.
Jeg en fattig gutt fra Pakistan.
I'm not going to build my house. You have given me now what I wanted, but I'm not going to build.
Jeg sa, du har gitt meg landet, men jeg kommer ikke til å bygge dette huset.
You heard my prayer, I thank you.
Du hørte min bønn, og jeg takker deg.
So I gave last year in our Rafa meeting, I gave this land. I said, I want to give the biggest offering in my life to the Lord that I have never. I gave three million kroner for that land for the third children home.
Ja, så han ga landet som han hadde fått tilbake da til denne misjonen. Det var
Halleluja.
3 millioner. Ja.
I tell you, as much you give, you get freedom in your life.
Men når du gir, så vil du oppleve frihet i livet.
They say money is like a blood, your blood.
Penger er som blod.
So when you give like your blood.
Som når du gir, altså som å gi blod.
So I feel freedom in my life.
Så jeg kjenner frihet.
I'm going to take, you know, we need to have strategy in the Muslim world.
Vi må ha strategi i muslimsk verden.
Pastor, I'm going to take the most genius children from these children homes.
Jeg skal ta de mest intellektuelle barna fra barnehjemmet.
I'm going to put them in the highest society of Pakistan.
Og sette dem i de høyeste sosietetene i Pakistan.
And make them scientists, doctor.
Og la dem bli doktorer.
Scientist.
Vitenskapsmenn.
In the higher, this, we need to give that kind of atmosphere also, people, if we want to raise up a new generation.
For der ønsker vi også.
So I said to the Lord, I'm going to put, you know, the first children home, also I make like a 5-star hotel. The first children home, I make also like a 5-star hotel.
Det første barnehjemmet, så var det som en 5-stjernes hotell.
Because we give the best to our children, is that right?
For meg vil jeg det beste til barna våre.
I said, Lord, I want to give to these children who have nobody in the world because you are their God. I want to give them even best house than my house.
Gud, for jeg sa til Gud, jeg vil ønske deg det beste.
So I put it on the altar. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Så jeg ga det talt og sa,
and we're going to build after this building, we are building the third one. Hallelujah.
Og etter dette bygget skal vi bygge et tredje.
Then I'm moving to other country. I feel we're going to build in Sri Lanka, in Bangladesh, all over we are spreading to helping the children, I feel in my heart.
Men da et annet land, Sri Lanka eller Bangladesh, til å hjelpe barn.
So what are we going to have? This the most sharp children who can be trained to take over the land in a different. We need to infect, I feel we need to affect every område of Livet. Amen, Christian people. So we need to raise up that kind of children who will affect all areas of life.
Vi ønsker at disse barna skal også ha en påvirkning I alle lag I samfunnet.
So we're going to raise up in this some of the children who are the most sharp and who can study, who can be very successful in the Muslim world.
Så de som virkelig har anlegg for studier, de ønsker vi.
So I believe the walls of Islam coming down.
Så jeg tror muren skal falle.
So this is not just the building, the second, we're going to build more buildings.
Så vi kommer til å bygge flere bygninger.
We have konto in heaven, amen? We do whatever we can, and the rest the Lord will do.
Vi gjør det vi kan, og Gud det han.
You remember Jesus said, when he fed the 5,000 people, he said, what you have, he asked his disciple.
Og når Jesus ga mat til 5,000, så spurte han jo, hva har dere?
And this great disciple, they said, no, we don't have enough.
Og disiplen sa, vi har ikke nok.
But this small boy, whatever he had, he put it in the hand of Jesus.
Men den lille gutten, han ga det han hadde I Jesu hånd.
And God, he is the one who multiplies.
Og Gud den som multiplicerer.
And I hope when we open the new building, you will come in evening. I'm inviting you there.
Og dere alle velkommen når vi skal åpne dette bygget.
I don't know if we're going to take 1 year or 2 years. As soon the money comes, we will finish the building soon.
Så om det tar ett eller to, vet jeg ikke, men så vi.
But I believe we have started and God has never failed us. Amen.
Men Gud ennå ikke sviktet oss, og det vi har startet vil bli fullført.
So let's stand up, please.
Så la oss reise oss.
I will ask you to come and pray for us, and also especially for the neighbor, this guy here, giving us a lot of problem.
Jeg vil be dere om å komme og be for oss.
And also we're going to feed these 100 children. I have no idea how I'm going to feed, but we are feeding them. Amen.
Og vi må også be om forsørging for disse 100 barna.
Like the first children home we started, I had no idea how we're going to feed these 40 children, but we have never lacked one bread one day since we have run now for 4 years.
Som for det første barnehjemmet, så ante vi ikke hvordan vi skulle forsørge, men vi har aldri manglet brød til denne dag.
God is faithful.
Gud trofast.
Thank you for your prayer, your giving, your love, your kindness.
Takk for deres bønner og for alt dere gjør for oss.
And pray how the Lord wants you to be part of that.
Og be Gud at vise hvordan dere kan være en del.
God bless you.
Ja, tusen takk, Sulemann. Ja. Lederskapet, Steinar og Annie og Kjetil og Anne-Marie skal komme frem og så be for Sulemann og arbeidet. Mm.